الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كونوا قوامين بالقسط شهداء لله ولو على أنفسكم بالوالدين والأقربين إن يكن غنيا أو فقيرا فالله أولى بهما فلا تتبعوا الهوى أن تعدلوا وإن تلووا أو تعرضوا فإن الله كان بما تعملون خبيرا. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in today's verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about justice and establishing justice and how important this is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who have brought iman, كونوا قوامين بالقسط, be upholders of justice. Be upholders of justice. So in this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ordering us to be upholders of justice. That means, even if we see a victim of injustice, then we should help that person to get back his usurped rights, etc. And we're doing this for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure. Sometimes in that, we are required to stand as witnesses. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here says, shuhada ahlillah, that when you are required to stand as a witness also, then do so for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then together with this, there are some impediments that are found. Sometimes a person cannot stand up for justice or stand as a witness for the pleasure of Allah because he may give testimony against his own interest or against the interest of his parents or against the interest of his kinsmen and family, etc. So Allah says, وَلَوْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوِ الْوَالِدَيْنِ وَالْأَقْرَبِينَ, that stand up for justice, be upholders of justice and stand as witnesses for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if it be against the interest of yourselves or your parents or your family. Allah says, إِيَّكُنْ غَنِيًّا أَوْ فَقِيرًا. Sometimes a person has this worry, that what if the person against whom now I'm going to witness is very rich, or perhaps he's poor. Then sometimes he may lose out on everything. He's poor, he doesn't have anything in this world. Now what's going to happen to him? Or he's very rich. Now how will this person be able to face the truth? فَاللَّهُ أَوْلَى بِهِمَا. Allah says, don't worry about that, because Allah knows best of their interests. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of them both. فَلَا تَتَّبِعُ الْهَوَىٰ أَن تَعْدِلُوا. Allah says, don't follow your desires now, lest you swerve. وَإِن تَلْوُوا أَوْ تُعْرِضُوا, if you are asked to give shahada, then do not twist as well, because if you have to twist the testimony, in other words, now you start speaking something which is incorrect, rather than giving the true shahada. أَوْ تُعْرِضُوا, or you are asked to give the testimony, but you turn away, but you know the truth, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرًا. Somebody asks you to help, to give shahada, etc., then do so, so long as you know what you are doing is the haq, is the truth, and you are saying the truth. Because if you turn away from that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then Allah surely is aware of what you're doing now also. In other words, Allah will requite you for that. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to see the truth. وَآخِرْ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ.